ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 14th chapter, text 27.
Vishayandhyayasachittam Vishayeshu Vishajate Mamanusmarata Chittam Mayeva Prabaliyate Vishayandhyayatashchittam Vishayeshu Vishajate Mamanusmarata Chittam Mayeva Prabaliyate Vishayandhyayatashchittam Vishayeshu Vishajate Mamanusmarata Chittam Mayeva Prabaliyate Vishayandhyayata Chittam Vishayeshu Vishajate Mamanusmarata Chittam Mayeva Prabaliyate Vishayandhyayata Chittam Mamanusmarata Chittam Mayeva Prabaliyate Vishayandhyayata Chittam Mamanusmarata Chittam Mayeva Prabaliyate
Pataji. Word by word meaning. Vishayan, objects of sense gratification. Dhyayataha, of one who is meditating on. Chittam, the consciousness. Vishayeshu, in the objects of gratification. Vishajyate, becomes attached. Mam, me. Anusmarataha, of one remembering constantly. Chittam, the consciousness. Mayi, in me. Eva, certainly. Prabaliyate, is absorbed. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the mind of one meditating upon the objects of sense gratification is certainly entangled in such objects. But if one constantly remembers me, then the mind is absorbed in me. Purport: one should not think that one can attain complete transcendental knowledge of Krishna by mechanically engaging in worship of the Lord. Lord Krishna states here that one must endeavor constantly to keep the Lord within one's mind. Anusmarataha, or constant remembrance, is possible for one who always chants and hears the glories of Lord Krishna. It is therefore stated, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, the process of devotional service begins with hearing the Shravanam and chanting Kirtanam, from which remembrance, smaranam, develops. One who constantly thinks of the objects of material gratification becomes attached to them. Similarly, one who constantly keeps Lord Krishna within his mind becomes absorbed in the Lord's transcendental nature and thus becomes qualified to render personal service to the Lord in his own abode.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So Hare Krishna would like to welcome everyone who has assembled in this temple hall. And I would like to seek the blessings of all Vaishnavas here, exalted Vaishnavas sitting in the audience, so that I can speak something valuable on this verse. So, I'll read the translation again. The mind of one meditating upon the objects of sense gratification is certainly entangled in such objects, but if one constantly remembers me, then the mind is absorbed in me. Hare Krishna. The transcendental love between the Supreme Lord Krishna and his pure devotees cannot be fathomed by the yardstick of material logic. We cannot apply logic to understand the relationship between the Supreme Lord and his dear devotees. So, it is seen that Krishna imparts the highest transcendental knowledge to his dear devotees based on his unlimited love for them. In the Bhagavad Gita, for instance, Krishna tells Arjuna, "Sa evayam mayate adya Yoga prokta puratanaha bhakto simi sakacheti rahasyam hi etat uttamam." So Krishna expresses his love for Arjun before he imparts him the highest transcendental knowledge. So he says, "You are bhakta, you are my devotee, and you are also my friend." He's not talking about material relationship of his being his brother-in-law. He is saying, "Bhakto simi, you are my devotee and you are also my friend. Therefore, you are capable of understanding the transcendental spiritual subject matter which I am going to reveal to you." So therefore we see that Krishna always has a loving relationship with his devotees, and this love is expressed by Krishna explicitly to Arjuna. You are my friend and you are my devotee. So that becomes the basis for Krishna to transmit his transcendental knowledge. So sambandha is therefore extremely important. We have to establish sambandha with the Supreme Lord before we can hope to, you know, make any progress in spiritual lives. So therefore we have sambandha jnana, and our sambandha jnana is given by our sambandha guru Sanatana Goswami. He is the Goswami. So therefore we have to first of all understand that whatever knowledge that we gain through guru is always based fundamentally on his love for us. Otherwise, why should a guru exert himself? Why should he extend himself so much to impart transcendental knowledge? It is based on love and compassion. So here in this Uddhava Gita, which is being discussed for the last couple of weeks here, in this also, Krishna expresses his love for Uddhava and then transmits his transcendental knowledge to him. What does he say?
न तथा मे प्रियतमा आत्मा योनि न शंकरः न च संकर्षणा न श्री न एव आत्मा च यथा भवान.
So Krishna tells Uddhava, he says that, my dear Uddhava, neither Lord Brahma, Atma Yoni, Lord Shiva, Lord Sankarshan, Balram, the goddess of fortune, Shrihi, nor indeed my own self are as dear to me as you are. What a statement. For the Supreme Lord to make this statement to his devotee shows his unlimited love for him. So he expresses it in one of the verses which we have already covered here in these classes. So Guru loves his disciple and goes all out to help him, to raise him to the highest spiritual standard. If it were not for Guru's love and compassion, the disciples would remain stagnated. They would be where they are. They won't be able to make any progress. So, in the Guru-Shishya parampara, the student completely surrenders to his Guru and asks pertinent questions. We read in Bhagavad Gita, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. So, the surrendered disciple asks questions. It's only by the process of questions and answers that knowledge is transmitted. We really, the importance of asking pertinent, relevant spiritual questions cannot be overemphasized. It's very, very important. So, Uddhava, in the previous verses, which we'll briefly talk about, is asking why there are different processes recommended in Vedic literatures for perfecting one's life. Very valid question. There are so many processes, and a shishya, anybody wants to aspire for spiritual life, might get easily bewildered. Why there are so many processes? Why not one process? So, and then Uddhava's question is answered by the Supreme Lord. So Uddhava asks, wants to know, what is the supreme process by fixing one's mind, one can, you know, achieve the supreme truth, that is Lord Krishna. So he asks these questions, not precisely in these words, but they are there in the earlier verses. So Krishna explains, he gives two reasons. One reason he gives is that there is a great variety of, you know, desires and natures. There are so many living entities and everyone has a specific desire. In Sanskrit, there is a verse, pinde pinde matir bhinna kunde kunde navampaya. Everyone is endowed with a typical type of mati, typical type of buddhi. And there are several, you know, kunde kunde matir bhinna, pinde pinde navampaya, and kunde kunde navampaya. There are different wells and waters of no two wells taste alike. They are different. So we find, therefore, that there are variety, there is variegatedness. So here, the Lord calls it Prakriti Vaichitrat Vidyante Matayo Nrunam. Prakriti Vaichitrat. Vaichitrat signifies variegatedness. Because of this variegatedness, there are so many parts. So, this is not bewildering. Then again, he says that Mat Maya Mohita. dhiyaha. Also the intelligence of people get bewildered by the Supreme Lord's potency, illusory potency. So therefore people think this is the way to go to Godhead, this is the way to Godhead. There are so many paths. And therefore we really cannot underestimate the contribution of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who gave us one specific approach to make progress in spiritual life. So here the Lord says that there are so many processes. So nothing surprising. So Uddhava's question is answered in this way. So then Prabhupada, the Lord says, O learned Uddhava, those who fix their consciousness on me, giving up all material desires, share with me a happiness that cannot possibly be experienced by those engaged in sense gratification. Very many times people feel that sense gratification is the highest thing. There are stalwarts who said that, you can, achieve the highest by sambhoga. But very clearly Krishna says that this is not true. They are misguided people. So, one cannot experience the highest transcendental bliss by any sophisticated way of, sense gratification. Just not possible. We have to understand that. And then in a beautiful verse which had been covered earlier, the Lord says, Akinchanasya dantasya shantasya samachetasaha maya santushta manasa sarva sukhamaya adishaha. Very beautiful verse. Though it had been covered earlier, I feel like dwelling on it. So akinchanasya. Akinchanasya means one who does not desire anything within this world. One who doesn't desire anything, he is akinchana. Dantasya shantasya. One who has achieved peace by controlling the senses. Then samachetasaha. Whose consciousness is equal in all conditions, whose mind is completely satisfied, santushta manasaha, in me, and finds sukhamaya dishaha, finds happiness wherever he goes. So the formula is given by the Lord himself. He said that maya santushta manasa, one who finds joy in Krishna consciousness, wherever he goes, wherever he is placed in any part of the country. Prabhupada used to frequently send his disciples to different corners of the world. Were they complaining? They went and carried out their responsibility beautifully. Why? Because they were Krishna conscious and they were maya santushta manasa. They were completely happy in what they were doing. So unless one is happy in what we are doing, we cannot really contribute in our life. So the moral is that we are, by our good fortune, we are placed in this Krishna consciousness movement and we have to make the best out of it. If we do not make the best out of it, we have to blame ourselves, nobody else. We can't blame someone else for our lack of progress. That is very, very important. So this is very, very important. And what happens? Maya santushta manasaha sarvaha sukhamaya disha. Sukhamaya disha means wherever you go, you are happy. Because, why? Because we are endowed with Krishna consciousness. So this is the contribution of Srila Prabhupada to our lives. So glorifying devotional service unto him, Krishna further makes a very reassuring statement.
Bhadyamanopi madbhakto vishahi ajitendriyaha prayaha pragalbaya bhaktya vishayahina vibhuyate.
So he is telling something to Uddhava which should be very reassuring to us. He says that if my devotee has not fully conquered his senses, he may be harassed by material desires, but because of his unflinching devotion to me, he will not be defeated by sense gratification. What a reassuring statement. So the Lord accepts that we are in this material world fully, surrounded by so many objects of sense gratification. We just have to see what is happening in the world. So we know that we are completely submerged by so many methods. But Krishna says that it is possible that engulfed by so much, so many objects of sense gratification, it is possible that sometimes, we will get harassed by these material desires. But if we have an unflinching devotion to me, he will not be defeated. We will not surrender to the sense desires. This is very important and very reassuring statement. Therefore, we can take consolation from the fact that we are in this sublime Krishna consciousness movement given to us by Srila Prabhupada, given to us by our Guru Maharaj. And we at least should feel reassured. Yes, sometimes, you know, we may, you know, fall victims, we may have material desires, but we need not feel low or depressed on account of that. Krishna says that, Bhaktya vishahi na abhibhuyate. Abhibhuyate means it's not affected. So this is and then in another verse he says, my dear Uddhav, just as blazing fire turns firewood into ashes, similarly devotion unto me completely burns to ashes since committed by my devotees. This is in the earlier verse, 19th verse, the Lord reassures Uddhava. So let us derive solace from this, that Krishna's assurance is there that while we are on this path, though we may, you know, we may not always be successful in our endeavors, but we have the assurance that the blazing fire of devotional service to the Lord will completely, you know, burn to ashes all our, you know, karma. So then he makes another statement. Bhaktya aham ekayagraya shraddhaya atma priya satam bhakti punati matnishta shopakan api sambhavat. Only by practicing unalloyed devotional service with full faith in me can one obtain me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am naturally dear to my devotees who take me as the only goal of their loving service. So by engaging in pure devotional service, even dog eaters say that shopakanapi, the contamination, and that they are saved from contamination of their low birth. So time and again in these verses, Krishna very compassionately is making reassuring statements for us devotees. He's doing it for Uddhava, but basically all of us, it applies to all of us. Then he makes another statement. Just as gold, when smelted in fire, gives up the impurities and returns to its brilliant state, similarly, the spirit soul absorbed in the fire of bhakti yoga is purified of all contamination caused by previous fruitive activities and returns to its original position of serving the spiritual Lord, the spiritual master and the spiritual Lord. So, just as what does the goldsmith do when he receives, you know, some gold? He first puts in fire. So all the impurities, you know, are oxidized, they are burnt away, and then only pure gold is left. So similarly, this bhakti yoga is so powerful that one is purified of all contamination by the power of this bhakti yoga. So in today's verse, which we are reading, Supreme Lord Krishna appreciates the predicament of his devotees living in the material world. He's appreciating that. He says that the material world is full of allurements, and a devotee's mind can get entangled in objects of sense gratification. So this is also this helplessness of a devotee. We cannot change the world in which we are living. Of course, there are great leaders who may change the world, but most of us common people, devotees, we cannot change the world. The world will remain with all its allurements, with all its material attractions, will remain all objects of sense gratification. You just step out of the temple and then you are immediately, you know, overwhelmed by so many objects of sense gratification. So Arjuna also expresses his helplessness in this regard. He says that, oh Lord, I am not able to control my mind. I don't want to be a victim of my mind, but I can't help it. I'm just helpless, totally helpless. And Arjuna is not a small fry. He's a great personality. So he says, Chanchalami mana Krishna pramati balava drudam tasyaham nigraham manne vayoriva sudushkaram. So the mind is restless, it is turbulent, it is obstinate, it is very strong. O Krishna, and to subdue it is more difficult than controlling the wind. So Arjuna says that it is possible for me to, with my, you know, dhanushya, you know, bana, I am able to, you know, with my arrows, and I'll be able to control a raging wind. A tornado I'll be able to control, but my mind I'm not able to control. Very realistic presentation by Arjuna to Krishna. He's admitting frankly. So he's saying that this is my situation. So Prabhupada gives a beautiful example. He says that normally by our intelligence we are supposed to control our mind. But most of the time it doesn't happen so. The mind, you know, overcomes our intelligence. And Prabhupada gives a beautiful example. He says that sometimes a person may get a very serious kind of infection. The infection is so powerful that the antibiotic that you use is not effective. So similarly, sometimes, you know, we may get overwhelmed, but we have to see. So here Lord Krishna is saying, Vishayan dhyayataha chittam vishayeshu vishajyate. Vishajyate means becomes attached. So one who is on the path of, you know, spiritual path, he gets overwhelmed, vishajyate. So becomes overwhelmed and gets entangled in objects of sense gratification. So what has one to do? Mam anusmarataha chittam mayeva praviliyate. But if one constantly remembers me, then the mind is absorbed in me. So the solution is that we cannot, it is said that which you cannot cure, you have to endure. So we cannot cure the world and we cannot just, you know, say that, oh Lord, remove all the objects of sense gratification, my presence, and you know, then I will become a devotee. No. The objects of sense gratification will be there always. What we have to do is we have to strengthen our own mind and our own consciousness and overcome the objects of sense gratification. So this is the solution. Not that we can change the world. We have to endure the world in which we are living. So therefore, we have to be very, very alert on this. So, we have a similar parallel shloka in Bhagavad Gita. Dhyayato vishyan pumsa sangasteshu upajayate, sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodho abhijayate. So, dhyayato vishyan pumsa, one who is not Krishna conscious, so according to this verse, one who is not absorbed in Krishna, such a person is subjected to material desires while contemplating the objects of the senses. This is the difference between a person who has transcended, you know, material existence, one who is, you know, on the highest platform. He also sees, you know, various objects of sense gratification. It's not that he doesn't see. He also sees the hoardings, he also sees so many things. But he is not affected. That's the difference. He is not affected, but we are affected. So therefore we have to conquer our these desires, material desires. So while contemplating the objects of senses, we get involved in it. So senses, Prabhupada writes in a purport, require real engagement. And if they are not engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord, they will seek material engagements. So therefore we need constant, you know, association of devotees who will ensure that we will be at any given point in time involved in spiritual activity. If that doesn't happen, we can fall easy victim, you know, to sense gratification. Or sometimes we can give in to so-called, you know, philanthropic ideas. Like we have the famous example of Bharat Maharaj, who was on the highest platform. He was on the bhava stage of spiritual progress. But he became attracted, having left his kingdom, left his wife, left everything, and he comes to the forest and starts, you know, his spiritual endeavors, makes substantial progress. And then what happens? Because of lack of association, one day he sees a deer, you know, sinking into the river waters, and then, you know, he tries to save the deer, and rest, as you say, said, is his history. He becomes attracted to it. He forgets his spiritual practices. So we require association. So we require association to ensure that we are constantly
in some kind of spiritual activity. Of course, the greatest spiritual activity that you can perform is chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that's very, very important. And if one is not engaged in transcendental activity, then we can fall down. So this is very, very important, and we have to pursue this. So the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita deal with two, you know, case studies, so to say, in which the person concerned meets prostitutes, and how in one case he falls down, how in one case he transcends. This I would like to briefly discuss. The stories are known to you, so very briefly I will discuss. So in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a story of Ajamil. Now Ajamil was not an ordinary, he was a Brahmana, cultured Brahmana, son of a Brahmana. He was well versed in various scriptures and everything. He was well versed in everything. And one day his father sends him to get, you know, samhita, sends him to get, you know, twigs and grasses required for yajna. He sends him to the forest, and Ajamil goes to the forest. And he goes, and while he's returned, he collects whatever he is supposed to collect for his father. He is an obedient son, no, loving son. He collects whatever is required, he brings it. And as he is coming back, he sees Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsa, he sees a beautiful Shudra girl embracing a person amorously. He sees it, and suddenly, you know, he is pent up, you know, kama. He kama, that lust that develops in him. And what happens to him? He is now a transformed individual. One who was a gentle Brahmana now becomes a different personality altogether. Completely different personality. So he brings that Shudrani, you know, home, throws out his wife, starts neglecting his parents, stops performing all his spiritual activity, and is totally immersed in lustful propensity with this prostitute, has many children, out of which one child's, last child's name is, you know, Narayan. And he's very fond of that Narayan. So he keeps calling out to him, Narayan, Narayan, bring this, bring that, ye rakho, ye karo, mera chappal lao, ye lao. That way he keeps him involved. And what happens? As everybody ages, jatasahi dhruvam mrutyu, dhruvam janma mrutasya cha. So one who is born has to die. So Ajamil, after all his amorous adventures, becomes old. He becomes 87 years old. And he is on the threshold of death. Yamadutas come. The Yamadutas come and say, come, you have to come with us. They throw the pasha, says, you have to come with them. So that time, helplessly he cries out, Narayan, Narayan. He is fond of, he is not calling out to the Supreme Lord, but he is calling out to Narayan, his son. But as soon as he calls out, the Vishnu Dutas appear there. The Vishnu Dutas, to make a long story short, the Vishnu Dutas, you know, overwhelm the Yamadutas. They tell them that, you know, you are no business here. You get out of here. He has chanted Vishnu's name, Narayan's name. Therefore, he is our property. So you have no right to touch him. So the Yamadutas, you know, go back again. I'm expressing it briefly. Goes back. They go back to their master, Yamaraj. And they say that, oh Lord, is it that you are not all powerful? Is there somebody more powerful than you? So they are shocked. They thought that Yamaraj was the highest authority and would order them to do something, bring this man from this place, give him this punishment. But then Yamaraj says, yes, I am not the highest. I am a servant of the Supreme Lord. And then Yamaraj tells them, again it's a long discussion in the Bhagavatam, very interesting discussion. The Bhagavatam tells, don't bring any aira gaira to me, you know, for punishment. Don't bring people, you know, who are chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Don't bring such people. Bring people, you know, who have never ever chanted the holy names, whose tongue has never uttered, never, you know, spoken these holy names. Bring such people. Why are you bringing people like him? Don't bring such people. So one, you know, who is not, you know, perform any spiritual activity, one whose head doesn't bow down before the deities, such people you can bring. Okay, I allow that, but not, you know, Ajamil. This way, the Yamaraja instructs Yamadutas. Again, it's a very interesting discussion in Srimad Bhagavatam, which one can read and appreciate. It is very, very interesting. So, that discussion is there. So, this way, Ajamil gets saved just because he has chanted Narayan. Not, he helplessly chants Narayan, name of Narayan, but he's not really calling out. But he's saved. He's saved. He has, there is a book called Second Chance. So, he has a second chance in life. So, he later on, he goes to the banks of River Ganga, and there he pursues his spiritual activity, and then he makes his life successful. So that is the story of Ajamil. So he just sees a prostitute and gets overwhelmed. So that is what is there. So there is another story. The story is of Haridas Thakur, well known to all of you. Briefly, I will narrate it. So Haridas Thakur is a great personality, is Namacharya Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur also has an encounter with a prostitute. How does it happen? Haridas Thakur, you know, lives in Benapol. Where he lives there in Benapol, he's chanting. He chants, you are chanting 192 rounds every day. That means hardly ever any scope for sense gratification, including sleep, is to chant. So he comes to Benapol, constructs a hut, builds a Tulsi Vrindavan opposite his hut, and whole day and night is engaged in sense gratification. He goes to a nearby Brahmana's house, to get, does some madhukari and get some, food for himself every day. That is his routine. And because of his intense spiritual activity, because he becomes so, his aura, is so much that people become naturally attracted to him. He doesn't do any publicity stunts. People are attracted to him. Just as the example is given that if you put some sugar in the corner of a room, the ants get attracted to him. Ants get attracted to the sugar. No SMSs need to be sent to the ants. So similarly here, Haridas Thakur became extremely, popular in the eyes of the populace. And that made the local administrator, his name was Ramchandra Khan, they made him, he becomes extremely envious. So, because of the envy, he decides that I must do something whereby his popularity, plunges down, goes down. He's so popular, but I must do something. So, this is the attitude of, people. We do not appreciate somebody who is, making, some progress in any sphere of activity. Very many times, we may, even devotees, may have that streak of feeling envious about a person who chants better, who, sings better, who serves better. That feeling can come, perhaps, should not come. Hopefully, all of you are exalted devotees. But this can happen, this can come. So, it is very, very important to overcome that kind of a feeling when we get it. So, here, he plants something. He calls all the prostitutes of the town and he selects one particular prostitute. Her name is Lakshahira. He tells her, she says that, don't worry. Within 3 days, I will see that Haridas Thakur surrenders to me. So, he reassured. Then he says that, then today itself, I will send police along with you. And then, we will have him, as soon as he indulges in any amorous activity with you, we will arrest him and defame him. She says, no, not today. Let me first meet him. Let me have an encounter with him. Then we will see. Maybe tomorrow, maybe day after tomorrow. This way she says. Then she goes. She goes to Haridas Thakur, beautifully dressed, goes there, and Haridas Thakur is sitting in front of the Tulsi Vrindavan and he is, completely absorbed in chanting the holy name. She goes there and stands in the doorway, exposing her parts of the body, thinking that, Haridas Thakur would be, attracted. Dayatu Vishyan Pusa. But Haridas Thakur goes on chanting. He is so fully absorbed in it. And he tells him, she says that, Haridas Thakur, looking so young, you are so handsome, your personality is so great. So which woman will not get attracted? I am attracted to you. So, you know, I want to have, you know, sambandha with you. So, please, consider this. Then, Haridas Thakur, who is very compassionate, he says that, wait, you know, I will consider your proposal, but right now, you know, I am absorbed in chanting of the holy names. So he continues the chanting. So the night turns into a day. So when the daylight starts streaming into the hut, she immediately realizes that she should not be seen now there. So she runs away and promises to come the second day. Haridas Thakur says that when you come next time, you know, I will satisfy your desires. So this way, when she comes the second day, the story repeats. Once again he is absorbed, you know, in chanting and not able to. So Haridas Thakur says, apologizes, you know, he says that, sorry, you know, I could not, you know, serve you, but maybe I'll do it next time. And on the third day she comes again. She goes and tells Ramchandra Khan, you know, today, you know, I will definitely see that, you know, he's attracted to me and, you know, you can arrest him. But the third day when she goes, because she has been hearing the chanting of Haridas Thakur and because she has sometimes gone and offered obeisances to Tulsi Maharani, so her consciousness has undergone a sea change. So when she goes on the third day, she still finds, you know, Haridas Thakur fully absorbed in chanting of the holy names. And she, somehow or the other, she is overwhelmed by her, you know, naive efforts to induce Haridas Thakur to give up his chanting. So she breaks down literally and starts crying and falls, you know, prostrate before Haridas Thakur and says that, oh great one, you know, I tried to, you know, lure you away from your chanting. I did it on the instructions of, you know, this administrator. And I have not done it on my own. I have been sent to you by Ramchandra Khan. So I did it. So at that time, so please forgive me. Please show me which is the true path to happiness in life. Show me, tell me how I can, you know, redeem myself, how I can, you know, correct myself. This way, she pleads, begs of Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur is compassionate. He says that I knew before you came, I knew that, you know, this was the plan of Ramchandra Khan. So I waited here. I could have easily gone, knowing that this is what Ramchandra Khan intends to do. I could have left Benapol and gone somewhere. But I didn't do it. Why? Because, you know, I wanted to redeem you. Because, you know, I wanted you to become Krishna conscious. That is why I have not gone. So she starts crying. She completely surrenders to Haridas Thakur and asks, what should I do? He says that now you go home, give up all your riches, ornaments and everything, wear a simple white sari. You start living in the place which I am living now. You sit before the Tulsi Vrindavan and every day of your life start chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this way, Haridas Thakur reforms this. So to the pure devotees of the Lord, there is no concept of a sinner. To them, all living beings are the same. Only they are in different stages of development. So he felt compassion for the prostitute. So in both the cases, in one case, Ajamil also saw a prostitute, ruined his life, practically ruined his life by seeing the prostitute. Started disrespecting his parent, disregarding his wife. And Haridas Thakur also had an encounter with a prostitute. But what did he do? He transformed the prostitute into a devotee of the Lord. So this is the difference between a pure devotee of the Lord and ordinary persons. But everyone can hope to, you know, make progress. So what is the formula for that? Mam anusmara chittam mayeva prabiliyate. So here the Lord himself is giving us instruction that what we have to do? Mam anusmara. So we have to constantly be in remembrance of the Supreme Lord and, you know, be absorbed in him. So even if we are enticed, even if we are sometimes, you know, get overwhelmed by various such objects by which we are completely surrounded, will be saved. We will not succumb to that sense gratification. So we will be saved, we will stay away. So this is the protection which Lord Krishna is offering to all of us. So this is reassuring, because none of us, speaking for myself, none of us are on that high stage of perfection. All of us are, you know, subject to so many things. So, but this is a reassuring statement which the Lord is making in today's verse. So keeping ourselves completely engaged. Are there any examples of people who engaged all their senses in spiritual activity? Yes, we have the example of Amrish Maharaj in the 9th canto. So Amrish Maharaj was a pure devotee of the Lord. It is said that Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana, this is the ninefold process of, you know, devotion service. That every path can lead you, you know, to perfection. But Amrish Maharaj practiced all of them. Such a pure devotee of the Lord. So even when, you know, he had an encounter with Durvasa Muni, eventually Durvasa Muni was a yogi, top yogi, but he was not able to control his senses. But Amrish Maharaj had all his senses under control. Why? Because he was totally absorbed in Krishna. Therefore, he was able to control his senses. So when Durvasa Muni got agitated, Amrish Maharaj did not get agitated. Durvasa Muni cursed him. Amrish Maharaj accepted the curse. This shows that eventually it is devotional service unto the Supreme Lord that is supreme, and that is what we have to try and pursue in our life. And by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we are fortunate to have received this through, by the mercy of Guru, by mercy of Prabhupada, we are in this process. So we have to be constantly, eternally, every moment of our life, be grateful to them and try and pursue this path. The path is perfect. We have imperfections. We have to overcome our imperfections. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavat Puranam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.